D'Angelo, D-A-N-G-E-L-O, Rushing, R-U-S-H-I-N-G, 712-89. Mr. Rushing is a 34-year-old gentleman, comes in today for his physical, period. And he paragraphed, when he was here last year, he was diagnosed with hypertension, was placed on Norvasc. He said he ran out of his medication, and he didn't know he had to continue with it, period, in quotation. He comes in today with headaches, some dizziness, slight epigastric pain, some nausea, no vomiting, his blood pressure 157 over 102. He weighs almost 300 pounds. He has hyperlipidemia, doesn't want his blood work done. He has sleep apnea, doesn't want to use a sleep study and or use CPAP at this time period. His family history is positive for hypertension, diabetes, no colon cancer. What do you need, sir? Positive for coronary artery disease. Medication, none. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. He was taking lisinopril at one time. He couldn't tolerate. He took Norvasc, which worked, but then when he ran out, he stopped. Surgical history, no recent surgery reported. Allergy, no allergies. He needs to have his paperwork signed for his... For his work to get a physical, and I'm glad he's here because of the issues with his hypertension, especially being out of control. First of all, I explained to him that medication for blood pressure is not for a week, for 2 weeks, or a year. It's for the rest of his life. He also says something about trying to lose weight. He has been having a hard time losing weight. He does drink from time to time, but he doesn't smoke. By the way, he does vape. We talked about semaglutide and other GLP-1s, and he said he'll think about it. He's time for his blood work, but he says not today. He doesn't feel like getting stuck. He wants to come back later. A review of system as above, 294 pounds, 98%, 98.4, 20, 93, 157 over 102. Heart positive, home positive, restored lungs, clear, abdomen soft but obese, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash, mucosal with lesion, lower extremity shows, pleural edema. Hypertension, number one, out of control. Number two, non-compliance. Number three, Norvasc, 10 milligram at nighttime. Next number, must come back next week. Next number, we'll check his blood work. Next number, we're going to do blood tests next week. Next number, sleep apnea, refuses treatment. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, carotid stenosis, mild. Next number, BPH. Next number, LVH. Next number, non-compliance. Next number, I promised him that I would try to get him some help to lose his weight, but first we've got to get the blood pressure under control. Next number, if he has diabetes or hemoglobin A1C, we can use that as a reason to get more leverage with insurance to put him on GLP-1 agonists. Nevertheless, we'll reevaluate that next week. Next number is mild BPH. Next number is fatty liver, discuss with the patient. Next number, above discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, he was supposed to have blood work done last year, but he never returned, but he promises to come back next Friday. Thank you.